Yeah, doing the dance, man, it's in the blood, so it doesn't go anywhere. It's just like riding a bike. But it was good to get in there. It was good to, you know, just be able to score for my team and be held accountable for the things I did, not only on the touchdown, but pretty much all day today, and it felt great.
Take us through the play.
The play was meant for me to kind of go 5 yards kind of inside and kind of sit in that specific area, but it got kind of cloudy, and I saw that middle of the field kind of pop open, so I kind of just made a football play, got in there. Eli, we were on the same page, and it hit me in stride.
Can you describe from that point what you're thinking? You know, if you knew you were going to dance and then the walk to the sideline, just kind of walk through that?
Just elated, man. Just in that moment, just couldn't even describe what was going through my body. Just wanted to obviously do the dance and make sure I got that down pat, and then just celebrate with my teammates. And everybody's just pulling for me each and every day, each and every week. As we got closer and closer to week one, you could just sense everybody, you know, having me in their prayers, pushing for me, excited for me to get dressed and be out here for game one and to score a touchdown. I mean, you couldn't paint the story any better than that.
Can you believe that after all this time you come back and you do score the winning touchdown?
I mean, no, to be honest with you, but I'm excited to have that opportunity. I'm excited that it, you know, just the way my life is just unfolding here, I don't even know, like, what kind of ending it's going to have. I don't want it to end. So I just wanted to continue to keep going and continue to, you know, keep my faith strong in God and continue to push forward and only hope for the best.
Were there any days where you thought this day might not happen?
Never. I knew that I'd continue to rehab and continue to push myself forward to get back to playing football. You know, all the everything else, the little things that come along with it from a business standpoint were the only things that I didn't know, because that's out of my control. But obviously, from a you know, individual standpoint, I knew that I was going to do everything in my power to get back out there on the field and be back to 100%.
Vic, Odell had never seen the dancing person. He said he was pretty impressed, but did he say anything to you?
No, he just gave me a pound, and I think he was simulating himself taking a photo of me while I was doing the dance. But other than that, man, I mean, obviously I've watched his talent for the last 2 years, and you know, I'm just happy to be on the field with him, happy to see him make plays and be on the field as he's making those plays, and happy to be making plays alongside of him as well. And Sterling had a heck of a day as well. So we're just excited to be on the field together. We're all family. We're all brothers, and continue to make plays.
Did it ever cross your mind after you made the catch that the last time a ball was thrown to you in the end zone is when the injury happened?
No, it didn't. You know, just to overcome so much, man, just to be able to get to this moment. I mean, a lot of people go through injuries and they don't get this moment. You know, they don't get this opportunity to get back and reclaim what they once were, what they once had. So just to be able to get this moment again is one of the biggest things for me and one of the biggest obstacles for me to cross. And I'm just excited to be here and flourish in this moment.
Your first catch, quite a bit of context.
I like that polo, man. It's a good color. It's a solid color. No, you. He turned around. You. Yeah, he's like, who, what? Okay, I'm listening now.
On that first catch, there was quite a bit of contact. Barb was over there, and you threw a fist.
I was just excited. That was an excitement. I didn't, you know, it's just my energy level was so high. It was my first catch, and that was just symbolic of just like, you know, I'm not going to the ground. I'm not letting this stop me, and it was going to continue on all day. And I just wanted that energy to be reciprocated through my team, and we did that.
Did they cruise chance from Giants?
I did. I heard it, and it was pretty loud, man. We got a good good crowd that comes here today. I mean, like I said before, I get goosebumps each and every time. It's humbling to have the fans behind you the way that they are, and I just want to continue to make them proud and continue to hit.
How do you feel about catching the pass that gave your new head coach his first victory?
Fantastic. I mean, to catch a pass in the end zone in the fourth quarter to put us ahead is always a beautiful thing, and for Coach McAdoo, he's done a tremendous job putting us in the right positions and giving us the right words and having our energy levels to the right place for us to win this game. And I think, you know, just to be able to score that touchdown and put us over the top was a tremendous feeling.
Did you wear your cleats in the game or pregame? Did you wear special cleats?
I did. I wore my kind of fireman cleats for pregame, and then I wore my USA cleats for the entire game, yeah.
Do you know if you're going to get fined for that?
I have no idea, but I'm sure I got some pretty good teammates in there that'll pay the fine for me. At least I hope.
What's your emotion of having a game like this on the 15th anniversary of 9/11?
I mean, obviously, especially with my dad being a fireman for over 30 years and being one of the firemen that were at Ground Zero at that time, it's always one that it's a you think about that moment, you think about where you were on that day, you think about the emotions that ran through your body on that day, and you relive those moments. And it's one of those days that you remember forever, and one of those days now that you want to honor those first responders and those firemen and those police officers that were there, and just cherish the moment, because you know that at the drop of a dime, something like that could happen that could change the perspective of the world. I was a sophomore in high school. I had just transferred over to Patterson Catholic High School. It was my first week of school. And, you know, we were so far removed in New Jersey that we just, you know, we got let out of school early. And we just thought it was a half a day and you know, all is well, until we got home and put the TVs on and really understood what was happening in our country and what was happening to us right over that bridge. And that's when it really hit us. And, you know, although I was young, I understood the magnitude of what had happened to our country.
What sports meant to you after that? I mean, it obviously meant a lot. Do you remember watching, like, Yankees, Giants, things like that then, and did it ever stay with you in a way of what, you know, what sports means on this day?
Absolutely. I think it hit me the most when I became a professional and I, you know, playing for the New York Giants, how big the game was, how big, you know, I believe we played one of our home openers on the 11th in Giants Stadium, and it was just, you know, the most patriotic thing I've ever seen. Justin Tuck coming out with the fireman hat on, and just how we responded from a team perspective towards 9/11. How we, you know, think about 9/11 as a team and as an organization. It's just a beautiful thing, and you just want to continue to cherish that.
Victor, how much time did your father spend down at Ground Zero?
I believe he went down there the next, and he spent I think 5 or 6 days there. He went back each and every day helping and being there for whoever needed his help. I think they obviously needed all the help they can get, and he was one of those guys in the trenches down there for sure.
Did he pass?
He passed, I believe, 9 years ago now. Fue maravilloso para estar ahí en la cancha atrapando la bola y para anotar un touchdown. Fue un momento muy glorioso para yo y para mi familia. Cada vez que yo vaya a la salsa es un momento de gloria y estoy orgulloso para empezar esta temporada. Gracias.